We continue with our live debate analysis, and here now to talk about what people are talking all around the city, especially on social media, about last night's debate is WNYC's Shumita Basu. Hi, Shumita.
Hi, Richard.
So you stayed up late to watch the debate last night. I made it about halfway through before
I
fell asleep.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I couldn't look away. I watched the whole thing. But I decided to watch from home at least. But there were a lot of watch parties happening all over the city, at bars, everywhere. So WNYC had the talk box out at the Apollo Theater last night. And the talk box, you'll remember, is our custom fitted phone box where people can leave a message. So we were asking, what do you think the tone of this election says about America? And here are a few of those responses.
I think that the current tone of this election says that America is at an inflection point and tired of a two-party system that is not representative of the broad, diverse perspectives across this country.
I think this election tells us that the U.S. is still a work in progress.
I think overall it's a positive tone because people are out there voicing their opinions.
I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'm totally bummed. I don't know. The whole thing is a bummer.
We've lost touch with the important issues that are going to face us in the next generation.
Well, it just says that people are open and people are interested in knowing what's going on in their community. They're interested in being educated about the candidates and knowing what they stand for. So I think we're in a great place because never before has there been such excitement, such drama, such fervor, such energy.
So she thinks the whole thing is just a bummer, huh?
Well, that was a 17-year-old who just moved from Texas here, and she said she supports Hillary Clinton, but yeah, the whole thing's really bumming her out.
Now, as you've been hearing all morning, we had reporters tweeting from different watch parties all around the city.
Right, and while I was watching, I had my second screen up the whole time. I was following the conversation in real time, and late last night we tweeted, "Describe the debate in 3 words." And Richard, here are just a couple of my favorites I brought in to read to you. Allison says, "Unflappable versus incoherent." Elsie says, "Where is Lester?"
Obviously referring to when Donald Trump kept interrupting Hillary Clinton.
That's right. Heejin Kang says, "Words do matter." Dr. Rass says, "Ineffectual, braggadocious, mansplaining." Barry Glee tweeted, "Shimmy shimmy ya," which is a reference, of course, to a 90s song, but also to Clinton's shoulder shimmy at some point in the debate. Were you up for that part?
I did see that.
You saw that?
Yes.
It was right after Donald Trump said he had better judgment than Clinton and that he has a better temperament.
The temperament part,
And she kind of shook her shoulders off and she made this sound.
Woo! Okay.
And here, this is my last one. It's my favorite. Priya says, "Girl interrupted constantly."
So what about the candidates? Are they tweeting this morning?
Oh, yeah. Clinton has been retweeting people who are saying that she won the debate, including Joe Biden and Madeleine Albright. Last night, she tweeted, "Retweet if you're proud to be standing with Hillary tonight." And that was retweeted 72,000 times.
I'm assuming we did hear from Donald Trump.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He has been doing the same, retweeting a number of polls from Breitbart, NJ.com, The Hill. They all say that he's in the lead right now. And in fact, just now, when I looked at Twitter, #TrumpWon is trending here in New York.
Really? Okay. Well, Shumita Basu, thank you so much for this social media update.
Thank you, Richard.